Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, you guys. This is fantastic. We had a great show. Glad to have you guys with us. We are going to have a ton of fun today. Lots of cool stories. Don, you ever been stabbed while you're fishing?
No.
Well, we're going to have a story about that and a woman that encountered that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not a good thing. But good thing you guys are with us. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Well, Donald, shot out of a cannon, man. We're here.
Back at it.
Yep. We're wishing Ava the best of everything. She's on bed rest, I think, at this point.
Yep.
Got a couple twins that are hoping everything is going to come out okay.
Yep. And
well, mama happy.
She's got to take care of herself.
Exactly right. So wishing her all the best from us at the Valley Outdoors and her home every Saturday and Sunday.
She'll be back at some point down the road.
Yep. She will.
Yep.
So I was out last week fishing, Don, and you know, you get to this point in the summer, you're dealing with July, August, it can become very difficult at best as far as fishing, right? And one of the biggest things you have problems with is, where do the fish go? What do they change to? You get mayflies in some places, you get, you know, shad situation where there's tons of shad in various areas. You may get crazy heat and then a cold front that comes in and just shuts things down. And the real issue that I see is that in general, it's that hot weather. There may be no wind or too much wind and you can't catch fish. And one of the things I've found that's one key point is if you're fishing that period of time, bring out the search bait. And what I do is I run high speed. If you want to run a regular monofilament, generally I'll run a lead core, and you can run lead core in a lake, you can run them anywhere you want, but run at high speed. Fish will react. There'll be a reaction strike, and you can increase your catch. Proven this weekend, I trolled at about 2 miles an hour and just trolled, nothing. I bumped it to 3. Same exact trolling pass, I got 5 fish.
Really?
Same exact trolling pass. And I'm not talking, I troll both upwind, downwind.
Sure.
So what I did, because I've got a demo of Exus right now, they don't have a kicker on it, so I was using my bow mount. It goes to about 2-1. You're not going to sustain that 2-2, 2-1 in that bigger boat all day long, but I pushed it. And then I said, all right, now let's shut that off and go with the main engine. Just use the bow mount to steer if need be.
Yep.
And I toned it down by turning the bow mount in reverse and putting it at about a 3.5 or 4. So it's pushing against the prop, puts me right at 3 miles an hour. Works perfectly. But it changed the how I caught the fish. It was unbelievable. I was absolutely stunned at how well that worked. It was awesome.
So, I mean, changing up speed. I've seen that happen before, too, is where you just you just got to go variable speeds until you get a reaction.
And the high speed really has made a difference. And you'll find that in spring, it doesn't matter when. You can do it in fall. You can do it in spring. If something's not working, let that happen. Get those baits.
Well, if you're holding your rod, hold on. Because if a decent fish hits at 3 miles an hour.
It's going the other way.
Yeah. You want to be holding on.
So a couple tips in running high speed. Number one, you have to make sure that that bait is tuned properly. If that bait is not tuned properly, you're going to skate out and it's going to wrap around something or it's not going to get the right depth. That's the first thing. Make sure you tune it. So if it moves out one direction, bend the eye with the needle nose pliers just to touch it the other direction. So opposite the direction of the movement. That'll bring that bait right back into center and pull it so that if you're moving it forward a little faster than the boat, you're going to see it's not going to go fly. If it's not able to be tuned, something funky is with the bait. Second thing, check your baits often. A lot of times when you're covering a lot of ground, you'll hook up with weeds and something else that will have the same effect and will cause that bait to fly out. Third thing is get yourself the precision trolling app on your phone. It's a lifetime app. They do updates on it, and you'll have all the latest baits and dive curves. So if you know you let out 50 feet on a shad wrap or 100 feet on a shad wrap, it's number 7, it's going to go exactly 10 feet deep. Then you know I can let it out.
They take into consideration the line you're running as well, do they?
Exactly right. If you're running in a monofilament, they're going to be using a 10-pound XT, which is a certain diameter. It's usually 0.13 diameter, and that is kind of the standard. So if you want to run a different brand other than Berkley XT, you certainly can. Just look for that same diameter, and that is all in and contained in that app, how they get there. Whether it's a 50-50, meaning a snap weight. Heck, I just take a 3-ounce snap weight if I need to get deeper. I let the thing fly with 20 feet to the crankbait, so clip on that little snap weight with a 3-ounce piece of pencil lead or whatever, let it fly to the bottom, hold it for a second, and then let it drop again, and then put it in the click or click the reel. You don't have to have a line counter at that point. You know it's going to be close to the bottom.
Right.
And run.
Yep. I was doing that in the deep water up at Namekin when we were up there last year. Actually, I picked up walleyes in 55 feet of water using that method.
And it is effective. It's the simplest method if you don't have a line counter.
Right.
And you know you're near
the bottom.
You know you're going to be right where you need to be. Yep. So, and there's a 3-touch method. One touch, you're further off the bottom because you have a line that'll pull up. 3-touch method gets you about right on the bottom or very close to it with an average crankbait, not super deep diver. But super deep diver, obviously, you're going to be digging. But the 3-touch means touch once, hold it, wait, set it. The 3-touch means drop once, touch, hold it for about 10 seconds, drop it again, touch, hold it for another 10 to 15 seconds, and then the 3rd touch, once it hits, click it, and then you're good to go. So simplicity, absolutely without question, but I think most important part about that is it's super effective. And when you do that, you're going to really be able to change how you're fishing and be much more successful. So super cool.
Give that a try.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. Well, stay tuned, everybody. We're going to be right back. We're going to be talking about that getting stuck
while
you're fishing. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.